This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 15th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove and Matt Rabel. Elevated risk levels, volatility seen continuing as 2021 debuts. The pandemic of 2020 and its associated economic fallout pushed the CBOE volatility, or VIX index, to record highs, and it's expected to stay elevated even as COVID-19 vaccines are rolled out and dispensed and global economies begin to recover in 2021, two analysts said in a presentation sponsored by the CBOE Options Institute. Quote, in 2020, the S&P 500 experienced its second highest annualized realized volatility and intra-year high to low price range of the past 80 years, only behind the great financial crisis of 2008, said Stacy Gilbert, derivatives portfolio managers at Glenmead Investment Management LP. She said that coming off a year of volatility and options trading volume as high as 2020's would make it unlikely for things to return to, quote, normal anytime soon. Historically, she said, it takes about 8.5 months for volatility to return to normal. To read this story, or to find this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Yahoo News is reporting that there were several large Bitcoin payments to right-wing political activists a month before the Capitol riot, but after President Trump invited supporters to, quote, walk down Pennsylvania Avenue and, quote, take back our country. The firm Chain Analysis is tracking the path of the money to try to determine its original source, which could be a foreign actor. And FinCEN has extended the comment period for the rule aimed at closing anti-money laundering regulatory gaps for certain convertible virtual currency and digital asset transactions. Given the above news, sounds like a smart move. The CBOE has joined the ranks of exchanges who are halting donations from their political action committees. I should have mentioned CBOE2 when I first asked where firms stood. Thank you to CBOE for doing the right thing. Michael Bloomberg, in a Bloomberg News editorial, is calling for the Senate to vote on Trump's removal and be done with it. There's no reason to dawdle. Turns out that you should turn off your cell phone before engaging in the insurrection that happened at the Capitol on January 6. When you walk into the Capitol with your phone on, you are automatically tracked. That includes your Apple Watch, too. I probably would need to leave my Tile device on my keys at home, too. The NFA has updated its privacy policy. You can find it on the NFA's website. Also, NFA wants you to know that due to maintenance, the following systems will be unavailable from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Central Time, Sunday, January 17, 2021. Online Registration System, or ORS, Basic Data Entry System, Securities Futures Products Training, Online Payments, Online Arbitration Claims, Arbitrator Profile, Arbitrator Training, Employment Application, and Profile System. And all electronic filing systems, including EasyFile, exemptions, annual questionnaire, and disclosure documents. They apologize for the inconvenience. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the U.S., and markets will be closed for the observance of the holiday. JLN will be published Monday, but not JLN Options. I will be teaching a merit badge class for the Pathway to Adventure Council for the Boy Scouts of America. In my communication merit badge class, 10 of the participants will be girls and 2 boys. We had 2 new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign, from Ricardo Manrique of FTSE Russell and Phil Slocum, a retired CBOE executive. Phil Slocum was part of the class of CBOE executives who retired after a long and meritorious service to the exchange company in 2017. He was the CBOE's chief risk officer and former head of trading operations at the time of his retirement. Phil is now retired and enjoying life, while also making thoughtful donations. Ricardo is a former Marine who has embarked on a financial services career that makes him Mr. Index, with stops at JP Morgan, Dow Jones, Stocks, MSCI, State Street, and now FTSE Russell, where he is head of strategy. He is also Sean Smith's boss, which is an enviable role. Thank you to Phil and to Ricardo and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. One way you can help short of giving us cash is by sharing our videos on your social media accounts and letting us know what you thought. Help spread the word about our history so more people understand our markets and how we got to where we are today. Thank you to all who already share our videos and stories on your LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. Note to Walt Lukin, the Purdue Boilermakers basketball team beat the Indiana Hoosiers for the 8th straight time, which is the longest winning streak in 100 years. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's my story. NFA bars futures broker Gary Follett from membership for 5 years. Surprising it took this long. The National Futures Association has barred broker Gary Follett from being an NFA member for 5 years and fined him $50,000 if he ever wants to come back, among other actions. The NFA's Business Conduct Committee action is about 20 years too late. I am surprised he was not barred from NFA membership long ago. He has been flouting NFA regulations for years. I'm surprised it took the NFA this long to bring charges and adjudicate a bar-worthy case. Follett was a broker I first met on the internet back in the 1990s. He frequented a Usenet discussion group, misc.invest.futures, where John Maddie and I were active participants. Usenet was an early part of the internet that was later rolled up by a firm called Deja.com, for whom Richard Gorelick was the general counsel. Maddie, a startup introducing broker clearing Aileron at the time, had been one of the early professional participants on miscellaneous.invest.futures. To read this commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. We also included today both of the Ray Carmichael videos, Ray Carmichael, The History of Financial Futures Part 1, and Ray Carmichael, The History of Financial Futures Part 2. You can see those videos on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the statement from the CBOE Global Markets. CBOE Global Markets statement on Political Action Committee donations. CBOE Global Markets, Inc., a market operator and global trading solutions provider, today issued the following statement. The CBOE Global Markets Political Action Committee, or PAC, is temporarily pausing all donations following the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week. My comment, thank you to the CBOE for doing the right thing. Here's a story from Yahoo News I mentioned earlier. Exclusive large Bitcoin payments to right-wing activists a month before Capitol riot linked to foreign account. On December 8th, someone made a simultaneous transfer of 28.15 Bitcoins worth more than $500,000 at the time to 22 different virtual wallets, most of them belonging to prominent right-wing organizations and personalities. Now cryptocurrency researchers believe they may have identified who made the transfer and suspect it was intended to bolster those far-right causes. U.S. law enforcement is investigating whether the donations were linked to the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. This is a story to follow and see where it leads. We might not like the answer, is my comment. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Dozens of people on FBI terrorist watch list came to D.C. the day of Capitol riot. Dozens of people on a terrorist watch list were in Washington for pro-Trump events on January 6, a day that ended in a chaotic crime rampage when a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, according to people familiar with evidence gathered in the FBI investigation. My comment, how many of those were among those getting Bitcoin payments? Here is a press release from FinCEN.gov. FinCEN extends comment period for rule aimed at closing anti-money laundering regulatory gaps for certain convertible virtual currency and digital asset transactions. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, announced today it is reopening the comment period for its recent proposed rulemaking regarding certain transactions involving convertible virtual currency or digital assets with legal tender status. Under the notice proposed rulemaking, banks and money laundering businesses would be required to submit reports, keep records, and verify the identity of customers in relation to transactions above certain thresholds involving CVC/LTDA wallets not hosted by a financial institution, also known as unhosted wallets, or CVC/LTDA wallets hosted by a financial institution in certain jurisdictions identified by FinCEN. My comment, anonymous, maybe not. Here is a story from Brad Heath and Sarah Lynch of Reuters. U.S. Capitol rioters meant to, quote, capture and assassinate officials filing. Federal prosecutors offered an ominous new assessment of last week's siege on the U.S. Capitol by President Donald Trump supporters on Thursday, saying in a court filing that rioters intended to, quote, capture and assassinate elected officials. There were some people with more on their minds than taking selfies there. Here's another story from the same writers at Reuters. Arrested rioters had guns and bombs, everyday careers, and Olympic medals. United by political grievances, they came in costumes, snapping selfies, calling themselves patriots. Some came to arm for battle and planning for war. And some had more than cell phones. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The U.S. mustn't follow Weimar Germany and ancient Rome. In its moment of crisis, the American Republic can find warnings, but also inspiration in the past. Since the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, American institution leaders and citizens have been groaning under one of the most severe tests in the history of the Republic. Are there lessons to draw on from the past? History, according to a famous aphorism, may not repeat itself, but it rhymes. Here, then, is my own personal musing on two republics that failed, with consequences for the whole world. Pre-imperial Rome between 130 BCE and 27 BCE, and Weimar Germany between 1919 and 1933. My comment, probably good advice considering how those two turned out. Here's a story from the New York Times. The Paycheck Protection Program will open for most borrowers next week. After giving small lenders a head start, the Paycheck Protection Program will open for all applicants on Tuesday, the Treasury Department said on Wednesday. The stimulus package passed last month included $284 billion in funding to restart the small business relief effort, which made $523 billion in loans last year to 5.2 million recipients. The new funding will be available both to first-time applicants and to some returning borrowers. John J. Lothian & Company, Inc. qualifies for this program, and we will be applying again for a forgivable loan. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was A More Perfect Union. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan shares a personal perspective on Washington riots. Second was the JLN exclusive by John Lothian, that's me, Transact Futures bought by owner of Ninja Trader Brokerage, an introducing broker. Third was the NFA notice. NFA permanently bars Orland Park, Illinois, introducing broker LTG Trading, LLC, and bars its former principal, Gary Follett, from membership for 5 years. Your crypto markets wiki coin of the week is Polkadot. Polkadot's DOT token has overcome XRP to become the fourth largest cryptocurrency by market cap, according to data by Messari. This was likely due in large part to an ongoing XRP sell-off triggered by the U.S. SEC's lawsuit against Ripple. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 197,296,094 pages viewed. There are 25,079 pages on the site. There have been 229,176 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.